Oh, hello and welcome. Today we're in a new podcast. This is episode 5. Today we're going to talk about the best league for soccer. This one is called Premier League, and it is from England. And despite significant European success in the 1960s and early for the 1980s, the late 1980s marked a low point for English football. Stadiums were crumbling, supporters under poor facilities, homelessness. During the 1980s, major English clubs had begun to supporters and their transferring to business ventures, applying commercial principles to club administration to maximize revenue. Martin Edwards of Manchester United, Irvin Schuller of Tottenham Hotspur, David Dane of Arsenal were among the leaders. This information, the commercial imperative led to the top clubs seeking to increase their power and revenue. The clubs in Division 1 trying to break away from Football League, and in so doing they managed to increase their voting power and gain a more favorable financial arrangement, taking a 50% share of all television and sponsorship income in 1986. They demanded that television companies should pay more their coverage of football matches, and revenue from television grew in importance. The Football League received 6.3 million of euros over a 2 year in agreement in 1986, but by 1988, in deal agreed with ITV, the price rose to 44 million of euros over 4 years, with the leading clubs taking 24% of the cash. According to Scholar, who was involved in the negotiations of television deals, each of the first division clubs received only around 2,500 euros per year from television rights before 1986. This increased to around 50,000 euros in the 1986. Negotiation then to 600,000 euros in 1988. The 1988 negotiations were conducted under the threat of 10 clubs leaving to form a Super League. That's why it is like the best league for soccer, or is how they are called. But they were eventually persuaded to stay, with the top clubs taking the lion's share of the deal. The negotiations also convinced the bigger club that in order to receive enough votes, they needed to take the whole of first division with them instead of a smaller Super League. By the beginning of the 1990s, the big clubs again considered breaking away, especially now that they had to fund the cost of a stadium upgrade as proposed by the Taylor Report. At the close of the 1990 and 1991 season, a proposal was tabled for the establishment of a new league that will bring more money into the game overall. In the course of the study, Aubrey, as proposed by the Taylor Report, at the close of the 1990 and 1991 season, a proposal was tabled for establishment of a new league that would bring more money. The Premier League sells its television rights on a collective basis. This is in contrast to some other European leagues, including La Liga, in which each club sells its rights individually, leading to a much higher share of the total income going to the top few clubs. The money is divided into three parts. Half is divided equally between the clubs. One quarter is awarded on a merit basis, based on final league position. The top club getting 20 times as much as the bottom club. An equal steps on the way down the table. The final quarter is paid out as facilities fees for games that are shown on television, with the top clubs generally receiving the largest shares of this. The income from overseas rights is divided equally between the 20 clubs. Not all Premier League matches are televised in the United Kingdom, as the league upholds the long-standing prohibition in telecast of any association football match, domestic or otherwise. The kicks off between 2:45 p.m. and 5:15 p.m. on Saturday match days. The first Sky television rights agreement was worth €304 million of euros over 5 seasons. The next contract negotiated to start from the 1997 and 1998 season rose to €67 million of euros over 4 seasons. The third contract was €1 billion of euros deal with BSKYB for the 3 seasons from 2001 to 2002, 2003 and 2004 as well. The league brought in €320 million of euros from the sale of international rights of the 3-year period from 2004 to 2005, 2006, and 2007 as well. It sold the rights itself on a territory-by-territory basis. Sky monopoly was broken from August 2006 when Santana Sports was awarded rights to show 2 out of 6 packages of matches available. This occurred following an instance by the European Commission that exclusive rights should not be sold to one television company. Sky and Santana paid €1.7 billion of euros and a 2-thirds increase, which took many commenters by surprise, as it had been widely assumed that the value of the rights had leveled off following many years of rapid growth. Santana also hold rights to a live 3 p.m. match solely for Irish viewers. The BBC has retained the rights of to show highlights for the same 3 seasons on match of the day. for 171.6 million of euros, a 63% increase on the 105 million of euros. It pays for the previous 3 years period. Sky and BT have agreed to jointly pay 84.3 million of euros for the related television rights to 242 games that is right to broadcast them in full on television and over the internet. In most cases, for a period of 50 hours after 10 p.m. on match day, overseas television rights fetched 625 million of euros, nearly double the previous contract. The total raise from this deal more than 2.7 billion, giving Premier League clubs an average media income from league games around 4 million a year. From 2007 and to 2010. And this is all for today. I hope you enjoy this episode. See you later.